You're listening to SBS News.
Police in Victoria say they've made more than 15 arrests over several dozen homophobic attacks that have taken place since June. They're part of a nationwide increase in assaults where teenage offenders use hookup apps to lure their victims before bashing them and filming the attacks, which are then uploaded to social media sites. Hi, I'm Greg Diet, and in this podcast, we're taking a look at what's driving this behaviour, which has been called post and boast. Jeremy Oliver is the LGBTIQA+ Community Portfolio Manager at the Victoria Police.
So the offender profile is essentially young men aged anywhere between 16 and 24, and usually between 2 to 6 offenders. And what they'll do is engage with people using Grindr. They'll engage in conversation and then ask to meet up and lure them to a public place. I just like to make it clear that it's not beat locations, which are used largely by a community, but it is public places where they see it's an opportunity to commit a crime, and the other offenders can hide away while they start that interaction, and then the offenders will commit crime against the victim and then record the incident happening and then potentially post it online.
Are they armed?
Most times they are. So unfortunately we've seen a lot of weapons produced at these incidences, and the crimes that are being committed are usually an assault or an assault with a weapon. There's been home invasions where the offenders have been able to identify where someone lives. There's also extortion. So at the scene, the offenders will ask the victim to open up their bank account and transfer money to another account, and also armed robberies and theft. So theft of possessions that the victim might have been carrying.
And what sort of level of violence are you seeing, and what kind of weapons?
Well, the level of violence varies, but we do know that there's been very serious assaults where it's left victims, unfortunately, with lifelong injuries.
And what kind of weapons?
We're seeing a number of different weapons. It could be knives, machetes, bats.
Like, how did this sort of come to be? What's driving this behaviour? Any ideas?
Through our research and conversations with other community organisations and government agencies, we believe that there are a number of things happening at the moment. You know, there's a real decline in social cohesion, and that goes right around the world. We're also seeing a rise in anti-LGBTIQA+ hate and discrimination, so we believe that's a factor. We also know that there's a rising level of toxic masculinity within particularly young men, and again, that's around the world, not just located here in Victoria. And there's this a phenomenon which is being labelled post and boast, where people commit any type of crime and post it onto socials, whether it be TikTok or Snapchat, as a way of boasting about what they've done and, you know, trying to gain some type of influence or, you know, notoriety or standing within their particular networks or communities.
I understand that some of the offenders the Victoria Police has encountered are first-time offenders, and first-time offenders who think that they are luring pedophiles.
Yeah, correct. We've made a number of arrests so far. We've made over 15, which is really reassuring that, you know, people are going to be held accountable for these terrible crimes. What we have found is that for many people, many offenders, it has been their first time. And the idea about catching a predator is really amplified by American influencers who have YouTube channels around catching a predator or catching a pedophile. And these offenders who subscribe to these channels and see these influential people online with a lot of followers, they set out to do something similar, where they believe if they catch or lure someone and catch them, then they can then hand them over to the authorities or to police. And, you know, our messaging is that we absolutely wouldn't wanting these people to be handed over to us. They're victims. They would be supported as a victim. So we really need to remind everyone that, you know, we're supporting victims, and by no means would we be wanting these young people to be handing over what they believe are criminals.
How should people go about protecting themselves?
There's a number of ways we are encouraging people to protect themselves and support others, and that's being vigilant when you're using apps. So if you see or feel there's any red flags in your conversations with people on Grindr, then, you know, we really want you to either stop communicating with them, report that profile to Grindr themselves, and stop engaging with them. If you are a victim to any hate or discrimination through Grindr, again, we'd ask you to block them or report that profile to Grindr so Grindr can do some of their background processes for that particular profile. If you do meet up with someone, and again, if there's any red flags, like, you know, if it is a, you know, fidgety young person that is there coming to meet you and your senses are kind of alerted, then, you know, we'd be encouraging everyone to, like, remove yourself from that space as quickly as possible and report it to police. If you are a victim of any crime, you know, whether it be an assault or a robbery or a theft, then we really would encourage people to report that to police, because the more we know, the more we can provide a prompt response. And we know the breadth of the issues, and we can also support the victims from, you know, a victim-centric point of view. We also have LGBTIQA plus liaison officers throughout Victoria that if people don't feel comfortable speaking to general police officers, they can link in with an ALLO, as we abbreviate it. But our workforce is educated and has the intelligence around this issue, so we believe that they'll be fully... Our police are fully set up to support victims of this nature.
We know that this is happening all over Australia, and that some of the cases aren't reported, but in terms of the ones that have been reported in Victoria, say, since June, what sort of numbers are we talking about?
The reporting numbers, we've had about, I'd say about a few dozen reported to us that we know of. We've also had, and that's just for... men seeking sex with men. And what I mean by that is we've actually, our intel suggests that there are other victims, such as female victims. There's other victim cohorts out there, but in particular, the ones that are the men having sex, seeking sex with men, what we're talking about today, and through Grindr. Yeah, about three dozen. In terms of arrests, we've made a number of arrests, so we're over 15 at the moment, which is really reassuring for us.
Given that they're teenage offenders, they must be portraying themselves as being 18 or older on these hookup apps. So what happens when a victim arrives and sees the fact that, you know, that they're dealing with a kid? Is there just no time for them to flee?
Yeah, that's precisely it. So it's more of a, the victim will arrive at a particular place, and then the offender or offenders kind of spring out of place, and that's when the offending occurs. So it's a bit more of a surprise kind of element to it.
And one last question, Jeremy. Can you explain why taking a conversation from a hookup app like Grindr or Scruff and the like to Snapchat can be particularly dangerous?
Yeah, so the challenge with the issue with Snapchat and what we've seen is moving from an app like Grindr to another app like Snapchat. Snapchat has a particular feature called geotagging. You can actually disable that if you're on Snapchat, which I recommend people do. But that's where we've seen offenders be able to pinpoint exactly where the victim is and lives. So we've seen offenders turn up to victims' homes, knock on the door, and then again do kind of like a surprise attack where the victim, you know, isn't able to slam a door or call police automatically. So, you know, that's a real challenge, migrating from apps and one app to another, and we really kind of discourage that.
Jeremy Oliver, the LGBTIQA plus community portfolio manager at the Victoria Police. Specialist support and counselling is available from QLife on 1800 184 527 or Lifeline on 13 11 14. Greg Dyett, SBS News.